After a planning meeting with geothermal developers in California late last month, City Manager Chris Laddick says that putting a power plant in a long-considered location on the slope of Makushan Volcano won't work. He says that future hopes of tapping geothermal power in Unalaska will rest on finding a similar resource at a lower elevation nearby.
If we can't find the hotter fluid in an easier location that has better access, I don't see how it's feasible.
Laddick says that representatives of the company Geothermex pointed to a number of problems with the idea of putting a plant at the site where test wells were drilled more than two decades ago. Among them are the instability of the ground there, the amount of snow cover, and the difficulty of getting a road to the area. The site had been considered promising by the city and several companies for years, most recently Icelandic American Energy in 2005 and 2006. That company believed it could complete the whole project for as little as $50 million, but Laddick says that after hashing out logistic details with Geothermex, it looks like that amount would barely cover the cost of the plant itself. City consultant Mike Hubbard says that part of the reason for the difference from previous price estimates for the project is that most of those date from the 80s and the early 90s, before Unalaska had much experience with large-scale construction.
I think everybody has a kind of a better feel now of what it truly does cost to put in projects out here.
The city is now turning its attention to the possibility of drilling more test wells in the valley below Makushan, on the theory that there may be usable geothermal fluid there that would be cheaper to get to. Those sources would probably be cooler than the existing well further up the volcano. But Hubbard says that with recent improvements in geothermal technology, they could still be tapped.
Back in the 80s, you needed a very high temperature resource. Today, there's been a number of advancements in the technology, and lower temperature resources can be used now.
Hubbard and Hladek say they plan to seek grant money for more test wells. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.